again to the bottom wears off with these high heel boots. The body's all moved, some backbone roots. Everybody working hard till the yard's all clean. The dishes wash good in the washing machine. Now you brush your teeth and you comb back your hair. You drive your vehicle like you just didn't care. You walk into work with the boys and the girls and you're doing it to death. It's the end of the world. Now there's everybody sweating, forgetting what's on their minds. With your hand like the mirror, you can see what's inside. When you're down and out, counted and there's nothing that's real. It's like a plastic heart too amputated to feel. I got a soda can Bible song.
Hi, my name is Marion Farrow, and you're listening to Rock Under the Radar here on WMFO in Medford, Mass., Tufts Freeform Radio. I will start today with, let me see, I'll start with a few local bands. I know I do this a lot, but I like having the locals in here. It's pretty cool. And first I have a local band, Muckin' the Myers, with King of the Beat from the 2011 album, A Cellar Full of Muck. The garage rock band began in the year 2000. They've done a lot of touring, open for well-known folks, touring around the world and all kinds of stuff. So they're going to be playing Saturday night at the Midway Cafe in Jamaica Plain. So here is Muckin' the Myers with King of the Beat.
Respect and take, a rolling down the turnpike. After I stole that bus, I set it aflame. Yeah, I was an imp. Hey, imp boy. I sat on my first bar stool before preschool, and I breathe that smoke into my little lungs. I got a tattoo of a naked lady when I was just a baby. I got the tattoo on the soft spot of my head. Yeah, I was an imp. For no other reason, it was on the list of things to do before I turned 10. Yeah, I was an imp. Hey, imp boy. With my German Luger.
right. Let's see. First, we heard a few local bands. Started with Muck and the Myers doing King of the Beat from their album A Cellar Full of Muck. And Muck and the Myers will be playing on Saturday night at the Midway Cafe in Jamaica Plain. Then after that, you heard, let's see, what do we hear? We heard local surf band Tsunami of Sound with Boogie Boardwalk from their 2016 album Permanent Wave. They're going to be playing at Sally O'Brien's in Somerville on Sunday at a 3 to 5:30 p.m. show. Then Trusty Sidekick with Man Boy from their album The Friends of Trusty Sidekick. Trusty Sidekick will be playing Thursday night at the Still in Agawam, Mass. Then we went overseas and you heard Stoned Elements, a four-man band from Germany with Herz Verkaufen from their CD Kein Fragen. The songs in that disc are in German, and they have a second CD, Stoned Law, with songs in English. Let's see now, next what we have, got some serious guitar time for you right now, and I'm going to start with Joe Satriani from his brand new album, What Happens Next. I saw him at the Orpheum Theater last week on his G3 tour with guitarists John Petrucci and Phil Collin. It was an amazing show, particularly the jam at the end, with the three of them joined by local native John Finn. And this song, this is one that he did play at the show. This is called Cherry Blossoms.
Thank you. Not for voting, Can't you feel the fears that I'm feeling today? If the The federal government alone spends $4.5 billion a year locking up people for drug offenses. It costs almost $28,000 a year just to incarcerate one prisoner. Compare that to the average annual tuition at a four-year public college, which is $5,491, and you realize that the drug war is blurring our nation's priorities. Taxpayers' money would be much better spent educating people instead of punishing them. But thanks to ever-increasing mandatory minimum drug sentences, an entire class of young people are being filtered into new supermax prisons while the resulting budget crunch forces the rest of us to go to old, dilapidated schools. The more money we dump into prisons, the less we have to invest in college campuses. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out how you can get involved in the war against the war on drugs.
Right, we just heard some serious guitar time. First, Joe Satriani with Cherry Blossoms from his new album, What Happens Next. After that was Beth Hart and Joe Bonamassa from their new album, Black Coffee, which was released in January, their third studio album, an album of covers and soul tunes. And that was the Edgar Winter song, Give It Everything You Got. Then something from Joe Perry's new album, Switzerland Manifesto, which features a number of guests, including his two sons. That was his cover of Eve of Destruction, which sounds just as topical now as it did when Barry Maguire sang it in 1965 and it hit number one on the Billboard Hot 100. It's a protest song written by P.F. Sloan in 1964. And Joe Perry himself is on vocals here. I like the way he did that. He reworked it into a more bluesy kind of number. Then you heard Nick Johnston, a Canadian guitarist who started playing guitar when he was 14, calls his music atomic rock. He's in his 20s, and this fourth studio album, Remarkably Human, came out a year ago, or 2 years ago, actually. And Gavin Harrison and Brian Bella are on the album. The song you heard from that album was Hypergiant. And Johnston will be playing at the Brighton Music Hall tomorrow night. I saw him last time he was in town. It's good stuff if you're into some serious guitar. Then you heard Gary Moore with You Upset Me, Baby, from the new album Blues and Beyond, a collection of Moore's studio recordings. The two-disc set is also available as part of a box set that includes a disc of live recordings and an official biography. And that song, that B.B. King song, was on his 2001 album, Back to the Blues. Great stuff. That is a great album. Just listening to Gary Moore. It's wonderful. We lost him way too soon. Now I have some newer bands. Let's see, are they all from the UK? They might be, as a matter of fact. First, I have The Bad Flowers, a UK power trio that formed in 2014. And the song is Thunderchild from their new album, Starting Gun, that just came out on Friday. And I love this song. I can't wait to hear this, the whole album. So here are The Bad Flowers.
gonna be easy. Take it like a man, right hand, get up off your knees. Been burning in the cold, struggled, been fueling that fire, hiding in a hole. No more, I'm begging you to leave. You won't get away. The door, what for? Tell me, who are you kidding? Lying on the floor, no more breaking at the seams. Well, throw another sign, gone blind. Now you're making me crazy. Cross another line, next time it'll be your head. You won't get away. Well, who do you think you are? Who do you think you are? And who do you think you are? And who do you think you are? Wrap my hands, I'm bleeding. Fix your
Okay, let's see. We just heard The Bad Flowers with Thunderchild from the new album Starting Gun that just came out on Friday. And after that, you heard Irish blues hard rock band Samarkind with Fire and Blood from their new self-titled debut album that came out in November. Could call it a multinational band because they have members from Ireland, Poland, and South Africa. Then the set ended with Hunter and the Bear with DRK from their debut album, Paper Heart, that came out last May. This young four-man band is based in London and currently touring the UK. They've played at several festivals and they've opened for Eric Clapton. They're getting good buzz in the UK and they released one song a month leading up to this album. So that's about it for today. It's 2:58 now. My show goes till 3, so it's time to sign off. I will see you next time at 2 p.m. on Monday afternoon here on WMFO. This is Mark Under the Radar. My name is Marion Farrow. And as I said, this is WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Tall and tan and young and lovely, the girl from Ipanema goes walking, and when she passes, each one she passes goes, ah. When she walks, she's like a samba that swings so cool and sways so gentle that when she passes, each one she passes goes, ooh. Watch her so sadly. How can can I tell her I love her? Yes, I would give my heart gladly, but each day when she walks to the sea,